From Washington, this is VOA News. Defense officials say a U.S. airstrike has targeted the Islamic State in northern Somalia. Abdulaziz Osman has the details.
The strike resulted in at least one casualty, a U.S. defense official said without elaborating on the target of the attack. The chairman of the town of Qandala, Jamaa Mohamed Qurshe, told VOA Somali that several missiles hit a base for IS militants at Buka village in the semi-autonomous region of Puntland. Details of the strike are still not clear due to the remoteness of the area, which locals said was only accessible to the militants. However, local officials and residents suspect the airstrike targeted the group's senior leaders and perhaps even its top leader. Abdulaziz Osman, VOA News.
An international arrest warrant remains in effect for the former president of Catalonia and four of his ministers after they failed to appear in a Madrid court for questioning about their efforts to break the region away from Spain. A judge had sent eight former Catalan cabinet members to jail, though Santi Vila was allowed to post bail.
My colleagues and I are fine. We are calm. It's a desolate and terrible situation.
Vila, the region's former business chief, resigned in protest a day before Catalonia's parliament voted in favor of a declaration of independence. President Nicolas Maduro has proposed restructuring Venezuela's massive debt, leaving international investors wondering whether they'll be paid, and some residents expressing doubt the socialist leader can improve their lives. For additional stories, pictures, videos, and more, visit VOA on social media platforms. This is VOA News. A Palestinian militant group said Friday that five of its members had been killed earlier this week when Israel blew up a cross-border tunnel being dug by militants from the Gaza Strip. Pascal Davies reports.
Israel defending its actions, saying the tunnel's destruction was carried out on its own side of the border. A total of 12 said to be killed, two of them said to belong to Hamas, the dominant Islamist group in Gaza. Both it and Islamic Jihad have sworn to retaliate. During the last Gaza war in 2014, Hamas fighters used dozens of tunnels to blindside Israeli forces and threaten civilian communities near the frontier. The militant group used the tunnels as a counterpoint to Israel's Iron Dome anti-missile system, which protects the country's heartland from rocket barrages.
That's reporter Pascal Davies. A refugee crisis is brewing in Australia. Struggling with extreme heat and little food, refugees barricaded inside a shuttered Australian detention camp in Papua New Guinea were becoming distraught and depressed. Lisa Schlein has that story.
The UN Human Rights Office and UN Refugee Agency are condemning Australia's policy towards some 600 refugees and asylum seekers at a former Australian detention camp in Papua New Guinea. The agencies warn a humanitarian emergency is unfolding at the Manus Island camp following Australia's decision to close the facility housing the refugees and asylum seekers and pull out its support staff. Australia's strict immigration policy bars asylum seekers who come from the Middle East, Africa, and Asia from reaching the country's shores by boat. Instead, they go to Manus Island or another facility on Papua New Guinea. Rights activists have criticized conditions at the camps. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Syrian troops ousted Islamic State extremists Friday from Deir el-Zor in eastern Syria. The defeat left the Syrian town of Bokamal as the only urban area still completely under IS control, along with scattered pockets of territory along the Syria-Iraq border. With their self-proclaimed caliphate crumbling, the extremists have lost almost all of their urban strongholds in Syria and Iraq. The U.S. government has released a report on climate change saying there is no convincing alternative explanation for global warming besides human causes. The National Climate Assessment warned that sea levels could rise by as much as 2.4 meters by the year 2100 and notes global temperature has risen by 1 degree Celsius since 1990. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.